This prophetic dream is for women. It could also be for men, but in this dream, the Lord highlighted a specific woman. Now, I want you to bear with me. I want you to take the time to listen to this, especially if you're living in sexual immorality, especially if you aren't married. And if you're married and you have a sexual immoral past and whatnot, I want you to listen as well. I had a dream last night, and in this dream, I see a woman that needed deliverance. And as I'm walking past this woman, the Lord begins to minister unto me that she needs deliverance. She needs freedom from a blood covenant. And the Lord began to speak to me that this blood covenant came from the sexual relations she had with her ex-boyfriend. So I'm seeing this woman on the floor. She's sitting there like oppressed with demonic forces. You know, sometimes we can see people in the natural and we don't see what's really happening with them. But if we would, our eyes would open, we would see the spirit realm. We would see their soul being oppressed. We would see their souls being afflicted by evil spirits. So I'm seeing this woman, and the Lord is speaking to me that she needs deliverance from a blood covenant that she made with her ex. Now, her ex was a warlock, someone who was a warlock. Okay, his family are into witchcraft. His whole bloodline is absolutely demonic. All right, and the Lord is showing me these things in the dream. And the Lord is speaking. He's saying that she's going to be delivered from that demonic blood covenant. And in the dream, I discerned and I knew as I'm looking at her that she became a partaker of the altars in her ex's bloodline. Because when you have sex, you are joining yourself physically and also spiritually. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, "Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said the two will become one flesh." But this joining is also spiritual, and you will join yourself with that person spiritually when it comes to the altars, things that are demonic. You will inherit their warfare and all those things. So there was a blood covenant that was made through sexual immorality. And I'm looking at this woman's life. I'm looking at her, and I discerned and I knew that she was a partaker of her ex's bloodline. And on top of that, her ex was a warlock. The man was into high levels of sorcery. All right. Now, this woman's life, it mimicked this woman's life. The issues in her life were sourced. The negative patterns in her life were sourced from the altars and the bloodline of her ex. Sex will unify you with that person and their demonic altars. There is an exchange that takes place. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never." Because we are taking our members, we are taking our body parts and unifying them with another person, or their body parts are being unified with us. And these are spiritual as well, physical body parts being unified. And it's also spiritual. And that's what we call soul fragments, things being injected into your body spiritually. Do you understand that? Let's read it in the New Living Translation. "Don't you realize that your bodies are actual parts of Christ? Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is a part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never." We have to understand that we must flee from sexual immorality. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, "Flee from sexual immorality. All sins, all other sins a person commits are outside of the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body." And I knew this to be true in the dream. This woman sinned against her own body, sinned against her own life through sexual immorality. And when you think about witchcraft, Jezebel was into sexual immorality. Jezebel was teaching God's servants and the Israelites to be adulterous, to be fornicators. Jezebel would lead people into sexual immorality. And on top of that, she was a witch. So witchcraft is always connected to sexual immorality. And this woman, and I saw in my dream, her ex was a warlock. And I'm knowing this in the dream. And this ex led her into witchcraft. He was a wizard. He was demonic. And also he led her into sexual immorality in order for the witchcraft to be solidified. Now, if you have lived a life of, you know, sexual morality, one night stands, or sleeping around with people and whatnot, you definitely need deliverance. Whether you manifest or not, your destiny can be hindered by these things. You can receive diseases, number one, STDs, and you can also receive spiritual things, spiritually transmitted demons, sexually transmitted demons. You understand me? You can receive demonic spirits from engaging with people through sexual immorality. The highest forms of witchcraft always involve sexual morality. All those things, sex rings, sex traffickers, all of those things are connected to witchcraft. It is connected to a demonic altar. Do you understand me? So that is the dream that I have. People do not understand that they can pick up spirits and covenants just from sex. So you need to repent. And I pray for you now in the name of Jesus Christ that every ungodly soul tie and every bloodline curse that you're attached to or altar, I command it to break in the name of Jesus. Anyone that you had sex with in your past, anyone that you engaged with in your past, I break it by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I command it to leave you. Any bewitchment that has caused your life to be negative, that has caused your life to have issues, I command it to be broken, and I pray that you'll be free from any soul fragments. You'll be free from any soul wounds in the name of Jesus. Any spirit of witchcraft, every bloodline curse, every spirit of divination, I break it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whoever may have bewitched you sexually, molested you, raped you, gave you evil food to eat, I break it by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, make sure you repent of your sins. Because as I begin to pray for this woman in my dream, she began to manifest and demons just shaking all over the place because of who she had sex with maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, so whatever. I don't know how long as I'm seeing this woman. Now, this woman could be anyone that I'm talking about right now on social media. It can be any of you. And the Lord is calling you into repentance and to also renounce. You know, fast, pray, and break it in the name of Jesus, because you don't know who you truly unified yourself with in the past. Okay, you don't know. And if you're having dreams of a particular person, a particular man trying to chase you or trying to come back into your life, that is an indication that you need to pray and fast against it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and renounce it. It's not a dream to go back to them, all right? Anyways, God bless you in the Lord in Jesus' name.